Luke chapter 5. We're hearing a lot these days about needing to get tested. Brother Albert have that pleasure this week in getting some tests done. Some of you know what it is to be tested, especially in this COVID-19 pandemic that we're in. Many of us have been tested. Well, it's good to be tested physically, but it's better to be tested spiritually. Jesus said in verse 31, Luke 5, 31, "And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." He says those that aren't sick don't need a doctor right now. But those who are sick need a doctor, need a physician. They need something bigger than them, someone who knows more than them, someone who can do what they cannot do. And his emphasis here, his point is the fact that all are sick. Everyone is sick, spiritually speaking. And therefore, we all need a physician. We all need a doctor. The psalmist said in Psalm 26, verse 2, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." He said what I'm wanting us to see this morning. Examine me. He says, Father, Lord, physician, doctor, God, test me. He says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Show me what's wrong. If there's anything wrong, I want to know about it to where I can correct it." I want to preach this morning on this thought, get tested. Get tested. He says there in that verse 31, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." Someone who is sick needs a doctor, because the doctor is the one that can give them what they need. First, diagnose the problem, check them out, and test them to determine what is the problem and what do we need to correct the problem. The reason we go to a doctor at all, the reason we go to get tested about anything, is because we're concerned about our condition. That's my first point. We get tested because of a concern, a concern. Jesus said, there's some who are sick. To make sure you're okay, you go to the doctor. Sometimes you don't feel bad. You're not having any pain. As far as you know, there's no problem. But you want to go and be tested to make sure. To get the doctor, as the psalmist said, to examine us and see, to prove if there's anything wrong. We're just making sure, and that's why we go to the doctor. Many a life has been saved because they went to the doctor and the doctor ran a regular test and found a problem that the patient did not know about. And they caught the problem in time to where something could be done and the life was saved. On the other hand, many a life has been lost because someone did not know they had a problem and did not go to the doctor and was not tested. And when they found out the problem was there, it was too late to do anything about it. There needs to be a concern. I should be concerned about my physical well-being. I surely ought to be concerned even more about my spiritual well-being. Getting tested shows a concern. A concern about my condition. Sometimes we don't feel bad, but we go to the doctor anyway for a checkup. Sometimes you're having pain or a problem or a situation. You feel tired or you're hurting or it feels like something's wrong inside and you can't put your finger on it. You don't know what's wrong. You may suspect, but you don't know. So you go to the doctor because you're concerned about there's something wrong with me. And that's how it is spiritually. Sometimes the Lord will show us there's something wrong. that there's some need in our life. We don't have peace, and we should have peace, and we don't have joy, and we should have joy, and we just don't love the Lord like we should, and we know there's a problem, so there's a concern, so we call on the doctor to help us, to show us what's wrong. If I have a problem, there's no doubt I should be concerned, and I should not let it go, because if I let it go, it's going to get worse. It will not better itself. It will not just go away. If there's a problem there, it needs to be addressed and dealt with. So there needs to be a concern. Now, as I said before, sometimes people don't know they have a problem, but they do. They think they're okay even though there's a problem inside. There's something going on. And that's how it is spiritually. There are some people who think they are saved, but they aren't. They think I'm okay, but they aren't. That's why the Lord said through Paul in 2 Corinthians 13:3, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. He said, examine yourself. Be concerned about your eternal soul enough to look in and check up in your life and see if you're really saved, really forgiven, really going to heaven. Examine yourself closely and thoroughly. You know, this Bible talks about those who are saved having assurance about it. The Bible says that the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Someone who is saved has that inner witness that says, yes, you're saved. You are forgiven. The Lord knows you. You're one of His. Now, that does not mean we will not have periods of doubt when the devil will attack us, or even self will attack us. But a person who is saved, according to the Bible, has the assurance that he or she really is His. Do you have that assurance? I'm talking this morning about getting tested. Let's let the great physician check up on us and examine us closely and show us that there's a problem or a need. Some think they're saved, but they aren't. The Bible talks about a changed life for those who are truly saved. I ask you to examine your life. Did that prayer that you prayed, if you have prayed a prayer, that experience you count on and depend on to take you to heaven, that experience you had that you think got you in the family of God, were you changed when that experience took place? Ask the maniac in Gadara if meeting the Lord changes your life or not. He was a man who lived in the tombs, in the graveyard. He ran around with no clothes. He screamed out in the night. He cut himself. He was an absolute madman. But when he met the Lord, he was seated, he was clothed, and he was in his right mind. I'm talking about there was a change in his life when he met the Lord. And those who really get saved, there's a change in their life immediately. Now, it may not absolutely, and it won't get rid of all sin or all failure or our flesh, there's no doubt, but there's a change. And I ask you, check up this morning. Let the great physician pay you a visit on that pew right now, or in that car right now, or in this pulpit right now, and let's get tested. Those who are really saved have a changed life. Listen, it's not just something that we look back and see way back there where we prayed a prayer. That's not all we should go on. What we should look at is today. Is that I claimed that happened then still working in my life today? If that happened then was real, it's still working today. And if it's not working today, it wasn't real back then, no matter what I think or say. It's a life-changing experience that changes your life forever. I want to ask you to check up this morning. Let the great physician test you and show you and me if we really are saved. You see, there was a whole lot of people who followed Jesus that didn't know Him. Check out John 6:66 sometime. There were many that left Him and never returned. John 6:64, there are some of you who are right here following me, said Jesus, that believe not. Judas is a perfect example. He walked with Jesus, heard Jesus, worked with Jesus, pretended to be right, but he was wrong. Pretended to be real, but he wasn't. He looked the part. He sounded the part. He deceived a whole bunch of disciples, but he didn't deceive Jesus or the Lord. He knew him. And listen, Jesus knew that Judas wasn't real. I want to ask you, are you just playing the part? Are you just saying the words? Are you just pretending? Or are you real? I'm asking us all to get tested this morning. There ought to be a concern. If I think I'm saved and I'm not, I ought to be concerned about it. I ought to be concerned about whether I'm really saved or not. See, Judas again looked the part. But so did the Pharisee that prayed. And here's what he prayed. And he prayed a right prayer. He said, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. And he has a whole long list about things he did not do that were wrong. And he was telling the truth. He was a, quote unquote, good man. And he did, quote unquote, good things. And he did not do, quote unquote, bad things. But he was lost. I want to ask you to ask God, am I saved? Examine yourself to whether you really are in the faith or not. Some think they're saved, but they aren't. Some think they're spiritual, but they aren't. Some are really saved, but they're not as near as spiritual as they think they are. You see, we don't really know ourselves. That's why we need a great physician. I don't know what's going on in this body. I have an idea about some things, but I really do not know until I go, somebody who knows more than me can do more than I can do, and he can check me out and tell me what he sees and he knows from the tests he runs. Some think they're saved and they aren't. They ought to be concerned about that. Some think they're spiritual and they aren't. They ought to be concerned about that. I say again, we don't know ourselves. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't even know your own heart. That's why we need a checkup. That's why we need to be tested. You don't know if you've got the disease. Go get a test. You don't know if you've got the sickness. Go get a test. You don't know if you're all right. Go to the doctor. Get a test. A concern. If we have a problem and don't know it, we need to find out as soon as we can. Simply ask the Lord, Lord, tell me if there's something wrong. Is there something you're not pleased with? Am I really lost instead of saved? It's not easy to admit it. It's not easy to face it, but it's better than just pretending it. So admitting to yourself you've got cancer, admitting to yourself you've got heart disease, admitting to yourself you have diabetes, it is not easy, but it's better to admit it and do something about it than to ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist. A concern, a genuine concern. We ought to be concerned about whether we're well spiritually or not. You cannot hide it. We must be honest. I thought about a concern. Jesus said those that are sick need a doctor. Those that well, they don't. But the implication is everybody's sick. There should be a concern, but then also as far as getting tested, there's a consultation. He said those that are well need not a physician. The implication is those who are sick need a doctor. They need a doctor. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. He is asking the great physician. He is asking the God of heaven to search him. He's having a consultation with the great physician. When you go to the doctor for a consultation, when you go for an examination, hopefully he will examine every inch and leave nothing unchecked. And when you sit down with him after you're tested, he'll sit there and you will hear what he found out. And hopefully he will tell you the truth. If you've got cancer and he says you're all right, that ain't a good doctor. That doctor will sit there, if he's a good doctor, and tell you the truth, even though he knows you don't want to hear the truth. He will tell you the truth, and so will the great physician. A consultation, going to the doctor and asking him, check me out thoroughly. Don't leave anything undone. Don't leave anything unchecked. And then please tell me the truth about what you find. We need somebody who knows more than we know. We need somebody who will be honest with us. You see, it doesn't matter what I think about myself. To be honest, some people think a lot lower of themselves than they really are. And to be honest, some think a whole lot higher of themselves than they really are. So our opinions about ourselves doesn't matter a bit, or it shouldn't matter. There's a whole lot of lost people. I'm telling you the truth. You watch the news or watch TV or look at commercials or talk to your neighbor or whatever. Nowadays, you can live as you please, but when you die, everybody says you're going to heaven. They're in a better place. They were drunk and robbed banks and shot people and killed people, but because they helped Grandma cross the street one time, he was a good person. I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter about our opinion of ourselves. It doesn't matter about others' opinion of us. But what it does matter is the great physician, the doctor who knows, a consultation. Ask him to tell you the truth and then listen to what he says. Psalm 44, verse 21, he knoweth the secrets of the heart. He really knows us. You go to the doctor and he runs a test. You get tested. He may run an EKG. He may run a sonogram. He may run something like a stress test, which means he puts a load on your body to find out how your body's going to react to the load. That's him testing, because he wants to know, how will this body perform if I put it under stress? If I put it in a stressful situation, what will happen? While you're just sitting there on the chair, no stress, everything might be fine. But when he loads that stress on you, that problem that had not even been determined or detected will reveal itself under the test, consultation. And that's what God does to us. He sends us through stress tests. He'll put you and me through a trial to reveal a problem. He'll put us through a trial to reveal to us we're not near as well as we thought we were. We're not near as spiritual as we thought we were. That's the consultation. That's the check. That's the test. And that's why we need to be tested. He may force us to wait to prove to us we got a problem with patience. He may put us through a financial reversal to prove to us we love things. He may put us through a trial or even a temptation to show us how weak we are and how unable we are. He may put us through some kind of mistreatment by someone to prove to us that we mistreat others also. It's a stress test, a consultation. He puts us through tests. He puts us through those tests to show us our true behavior and what we're really like. You see, at best, all we do is examine our behavior. How we act, what we say. We said something that wasn't really right, but I could have said worse. We do something that's not really good, but I could have done worse. Others would have reacted wronger and worse than I would. I may not be perfect, but I'm not near as bad as I could be. The best we do is examine our outward behavior, and then we fudge. We rate ourselves on a curve, if you know what that is. When the teachers used to grade you with a curve, if it hadn't been for a curve, I'd never graduated, I don't reckon. But God does not grade us on a curve. He tells us the truth. The best we do is check our outward behavior. But he says, I want to dig deep. I want to dig deep, know my heart, try me, and know my faults, and that there be any wicked way in me. Show me, try my reins. Lord, show me what's controlling my life. Show me what means the most to me. Show me what I love. Show me what motivates me. Show me my failures. Show me my motives. Show me my heart. Look at me deep inside and show me what's in there. You see, there'll never be a lasting change if we don't see what's really wrong. We may change our behavior, but we'll never change us. And he's wanting to change us. I'm talking this morning about getting tested. A concern, we ought to be concerned about our true condition. A consultation, go to the doctor and get the exam and the test that we need to show us what's wrong. We may deal with the symptoms, but we never deal with the problem. Got a cold, keep wiping your nose. Well, that makes it a little bit better, but it doesn't deal with the problem. Got a brain tumor and you got a headache, you keep taking another aspirin, trying to get rid of the pain. You got a real problem and you deal with the symptoms. It may help the symptoms, but it doesn't deal with the problem. God wants to deal with the problem. He's not looking just on the surface, something temporarily helping us, a temporary change. He's wanting to change us. I'm getting tested. A concern, we ought to really be concerned about our condition. A consultation, we ought to realize I need a physician to go to tell me the truth. And then lastly, a correction. He said, those that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. He says, they need a doctor. Why? Why do they need a doctor? They need a new friend to go and chat with. They need somebody that can tell them what's wrong and walk on back home no different? No. They need a doctor to look at them, examine them, come and sit down with them and tell them the truth, though it may be the last thing they want to hear, and tell them, here's the problem and here is the solution. Here's how we correct the problem. No, we may say, well, I know I ought to do better. I know, but that's just the way I am. And we go right on and right on and right on and never correct the problem. And we are still sick and we won't admit it. They that need a physician, those that are sick, Psalm 139, verse 24. And see if there be any wicked way in me. I read that verse already, but I want to reiterate the last part. Show me if there's anything in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Show me what's wrong and help me to make it right. I need to be fixed. I need to get help. I need the correction. I'm willing to do what you tell me to do. It's very strange. But God does strange things. This morning, I came here and looked over notes, changed notes, reprinted notes, prayed a little bit. Then I started flipping through YouTube. I'm watching the old Newhart now some. And I had a few minutes to where I could just sort of get my mind off of everything about this morning. And I pulled up this thing about a man that had some kind of infirmity that bent him over to where his face literally was bent right over to his knees. And he stayed that way for 20 years. And he finally found a doctor who said, I think I can fix you. And for 2 weeks, that doctor studied that man's problem and decided what to do. And the man went through that surgery after surgery after surgery after surgery. And he was in rehabilitation, and it took over a year for him to get to where he could even get out of the hospital. But when he got out of the hospital, he was standing upright. And I thought about that. That man didn't go to that doctor and say, look, here's the problem. The doctor didn't just sit down and say, here's the problem. Here's what's wrong with you. Here's what we can do. And that man said, okay, and roll me back home. Let's forget it. He went through what he had to go through to correct the problem. I'm so glad this morning we do not have to go through surgery to get ourselves fixed. All we got to do is run to God and ask him, Lord, help me. Forgive me. Show me what's wrong and help me to be smart enough and spiritual enough to admit it. Psalm 143, verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art God. Teach me how to do right. A correction. Jesus said, those that are well don't need a physician, but those that are sick, implying everybody's sick and everybody needs a doctor. I've implied, and more than implied, told us this morning that we need to get tested. There ought to be concern in our life about our condition. There ought to be a consultation to the doctor who knows more than us. And there ought to be a correction in our lives that says, I'm going to do what he says because I want to get well. I want my problem dealt with. I do not want to stay in the condition I'm in. So I end with three simple things. Number one, ask. Ask the physician, look at me. Please examine me. And then ask him to tell you the truth. Ask the doctor. I'm telling you, this morning, here's the invitation already. Ask the Lord, is there anything wrong with me? Like you go to the doctor. You think maybe you're okay. And you go and say, here I am. Test me. Check me out. And then come back and tell me what you find. Ask the great physician this morning, Lord, is there anything wrong with me? Is there anything you aren't pleased with? Number one, ask. Number two, admit. When he tells you, don't say, oh, no. Or here's the reason why. I act that way because. I do that because. Hey, listen, that doctor may say, you have cancer because you've been doing this for years. And you may say, well, I may have been doing this for years, but plenty of other people have, and they don't have cancer. Well, big deal. You got cancer. Admit it. Ask the doctor, Lord, is there anything not right with me? Is there anything you want to change? And when he tells you, admit it. Tell him, you know, you're right. You are right. You are right. And then number three, apply. Do what he tells you to do. Apply. If he gives you medicine that'll fix your problem and you don't take it, don't complain because you don't get well. If he gives you an exercise that you can do to help you and you don't do the exercise, don't blame the doctor. If he has a prescription that'll help you and you don't do it, don't ask, why am I not getting better? We need to apply to our lives what he says. For some this morning, that means you need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You have claimed that you are. You have maybe have even thought that you are. You know what Paul said? I did it ignorantly. Before he got saved, he says, I did those things ignorantly. I thought I was right, but I wasn't. And this morning, you have to, as a person in this building or in that parking lot, determine, am I really saved? Ask the Lord. And whatever the need is, as a Christian, the Lord's already put something on your mind before you're failing, what needs to be changed, what he's not pleased with. He's already put his finger on the problem. Admit that, but then apply. Because listen, if we don't, we're not going to get any better. That man being bent over, I'm telling you what, it was sad. It showed him trying to live his life before he had the surgery. It was so sad. And going through those surgeries and all that pain and all that rehabilitation for over a year, that was difficult. But I'll tell you one thing, when it showed him standing upright with a walker, of course, getting into his car and riding home, it was worth it. You see, staying in sin or staying lost costs too much. It costs us our joy, costs us our peace. Cost is eternity if you're lost. I want you to do one thing, make the call. You know, I hate making that call. I got to call one of my doctors now. Been putting it off for days. Got a call. Got his name on the list to call tomorrow. Maybe I will. I hate to make the call. I don't like going to the doctor. But I also don't like being sick. This morning, I want to ask you, ask God, is there anything in my life that you're not pleased with? Number one, am I saved? Number two, if you are, Lord, is there anything in my life, run the test and show me. And then ask him to help you to get it right. And one of the best places to start is right here at this altar. And I beg you to do that. Make the call now. I got good news. The doctor is in. Let's stand together.